Elvis.
How do you feel?
Well, I feel real good.
Well, how about that recording you wanted to make for your mother? Is that the way it happened?
Yes, that's exactly the way it happened.
What was it going to be of? What record were you going to make for it?
Oh, well, I made the record. In fact, we still have the record at home. It's so thin. But the record I made was Happiness. Mm-hmm. And then one of the 8-spots numbers.
Was this for a birthday present for your mother?
I did it. You see, I work 5 days a week, Monday through Friday. And then on Saturday, well, I called this recording company up and I asked them, could they make me another record? You know, they make personal dues for weddings and things like that.
I mean, was it for any special occasion?
No, nothing. It just made it for fun.
Was it for your mother or just for the fun? No, I made it. You know, to surprise her. And then I played it.
Yeah.
It was me singing. And,
well, had you done much singing around before then?
No, I never did. Never did sing anywhere much in my life. Mm-hmm. The only time I ever saw maybe was on a little variety show at school, maybe once every 4 years or something.
Did you have your guitar with you on this record?
Yes, I had a little $12 guitar. Sounded like somebody beating on a bucket lid or something.
Yeah.
Did you do anything more with electricity?
No, I don't. I give it up completely. In fact, I was, during the time I was, working for the electric company, I was in doubts whether I would ever make it or not because you have to keep your mind, you know, right on what you're doing, and you can't be in the least bit absent-minded or you ought to blow somebody's house up. I didn't think I was the type for it, really, but I was going to give it a try, you know. I was going to devote all the time I could to learn.
What kind of truck were you driving?
I was driving a little Dodge pickup.
What sort of business was it in?
Well, it was an electric business. You see, what I was doing, I was driving a truck, and then once in a while, they would be short of help on one of the jobs. I would deliver material to the different locations, whether they were wiring houses or building something, you know. And sometimes they would let me help wire or something.
How much did you earn?
Most of it, about 40 a week.
You were at that how long?
I was there about 6 months. Of course, you know, electricians make much more money than that, but that's what I started out making.
What kind of hobbies have you got outside of riding a motorcycle?
Well,
and girls.
Well, I wouldn't call it a hobby, but it's a pastime. I like motorcycle riding, I like water skiing.
You get pretty much water skiing?
I do during the summer. I do quite a bit.
Is there a lake thing?
Yes.
You don't fool around with a hi-fi rig at home or anything?
No,
I don't have time for it now.
How about your motorcycle? Do you do any racing on it? Or
no, I don't do any racing on it. Whenever I'm home, when it's kind of warm. Because a motorcycle's not made for the wintertime at all. But, I get a thrill out of just riding.
You just go out by yourself, you don't want to do it?
No, I don't want to do it. I'm not home enough for that. I just take my friends riding.
You don't wear a black leather jacket?
Yeah, I do, because that's just that's part of it. You know?
Yeah. What else is part of it? You do a big belt?
I don't know that. I usually wear black jacket and a black cap.
You like that song? Black leather jacket?
You like denim trousers?
What do you think is the greatest country and western singer alive today?
I like Sonny James. Oh, I couldn't mention all of them.
Yeah. Like them all, huh?
In other words, I like anybody that, I admire anybody that's good, you know? Regardless of what kind of singer they are, whether they're religious, rhythm and blues, hillbilly, or anything else. Mm-hmm. If they're great, I mean, I like them from Roy A. couple like the Mario Lanza. I just admire them if they are really great.
Yeah.
They have really built a name for themselves.
Mm-hmm. How about religious singing yourself? Do you do some of that on your personal appearances?
Not on my personal appearances, I don't, because I have out so many records, and usually, as a rule, our show is timed so that I don't even get to do half of my records.
Mm-hmm.
So,
do you think you might do a religious album sometime?
We have talked about it. Mm-hmm. Victory. In other words, I think that I might get a completely different following if I did.
Mm-hmm.
I get some new followers, maybe.
What kind of music do you listen to outside of the country and western blues?
Listen to pop, listen to Aiken.
What do you think is your favorite singer?
In any field?
Yeah, the one you most admire.
It's a pretty hard question to answer. Frank Sinatra.
Did you ever listen to any opera or any concert soloists at home in your church?
No, I like Warren Wilson. Like anything he records.
Is that Serenade open yet?
I don't know when it's open yet.
What's your favorite of your own songs?
I Was the One.
I Was the One, yes. Is that on the album?
Put it outside of my record.
How do you like the album?
Well, I like the way it sounded.
Yeah.
But there's three or four pretty good numbers in it.
Which do you like best?
The album.
Yeah.
It's one called One Sided Love Affair.
Is that one of the fast ones? Or?
Yeah, it's fast.
Yeah. Do you like the fast ones better than the ballad usually?
With me singing them, I do.
That's what I mean.
But as far as my own listening pleasure, I'm really listening to somebody else sing a ballad. A real beautiful ballad, something like I'll Be Home. But now me singing that, I couldn't do it.
Well, your fans seem to like the best too, don't they?
Any audience, as a rule, they go for a fast number,
yeah.
A moving number on stage. In fact, I don't know about other people, but me, I'm getting on stage and I'll do two or three fast ones, and I have them all hopped up, and I stop them getting real slow, and I lose them for a while. They don't sleep on
you. Yeah. How do you feel about your fans, kids?
Oh, I just wish there was some way that you could go around to every one of them and really show that you appreciate, their lack of love.
Mm-hmm.
But that's impossible, really. Lots of times they have a crowd on the door, maybe 300 or 400 of them, crowd around the stage door, and you have to sign a few autographs and close the door, and you'll leave, because maybe the people want to close up the auditorium or something like that. It makes them feel real bad because we can't get to all of them.
Are they kids of all ages, I think?
All ages.
Mostly girls.
I
heard a woman, a middle-aged woman, say that she wanted somebody to say hello to you for her son who was in the military.
Yeah.
Do you have any real close friends from your childhood that you still see?
Yes, sir. I have quite a few. A lot of them I haven't seen in years. I have quite a few friends in Tupelo. I was born and raised. And then there's some people in Memphis now that are real close to me.
How do they feel about your success?
Well, they all seem to be backing me up,
Sure. There was one of the stories that said you were a little afraid of what they'd think when you first...
Yeah, so when our first record came out, I was a little eerie of it. I thought people would laugh.
Well, did you study any dramatics in high school, or did you,
No, I didn't.
Did you ever act in any play?
Except when I was maybe in the 5th or 6th grade, I was in a few Christmas plays or something.
I think a lot of your folks have heard from everybody.
Yeah, I do.
You can follow them.
Every day.
Yeah, tough long time.
Well, my mother, especially my mother, she was always worried about, you know, a wreck or something, me getting sick. So I have to let her know, because she's not in real good health anyway, and if she worries too much, it might not be good for her. So I make it a habit of calling them every day or something.
Yeah. You just got a new house in Memphis?
Yes. They move in Tuesday.
What kind of house is it?
It's a ranch type, seven room house, three bedrooms, a den, and a playroom. It's a pretty nice place.
Yeah, I imagine. You get them a lot of new furniture too?
Yes, we have to have to fill seven rooms. You have to have quite a bit of furniture. This is the one off of Getwell. We just moved off of Getwell.
What does your father do now that he's
he takes care of all my business. In other words, he's much more important to me at home than he is on the job.
Yeah.
Because I have so much stuff piled up on me when I'm gone. And if he wasn't there to help me when I got in at home, I wouldn't get a bit of ease. He takes care of everything. Any business that pops up, any insurance or just oodles of things I can mention, he takes care of me.
What's the Elvis Presley Productions?
Enterprise. Well, that's not anymore. Last year in 55, my manager was Bob Neal, who's a disc jockey in Memphis. And we organized Elvis Presley Enterprises and had an office. But when I signed up with Colonel Tom Parker in Nashville, we didn't figure we needed the office anymore, so he's handling everything out of Nashville.
Saving any money?
Yes, sir.
A lot.
Stage.
You never wear them, I just got them in the trophy.
couldn't tire him.
No.
What other jewels have you got? Got a couple of diamond rings, I see.
Well, it's about all I've got.
What does it cost you, Elvis?
Well, let's see. I don't remember really. I had the horseshoe ring for about 4 or 5 months. I got this one last week, the initial ring.
Any special presents you've got for your parents, aside from that, the house and furniture and cars?
Well...
Things they've always wanted and couldn't afford before?
Well, yes, we've gotten quite a bit of stuff. A lot of it is, I mean, nothing real big.
I mean, little personal things that you might have got for your mother or father.
I've gotten them. Anything that I think of that I think they might want.
Yeah. I mean, can you think of anything extra personal that you just knew your mother always wanted? Or...
I've gotten Daddy some suits that he never had before, and mother goes to town now, and she buys anything she wants, which makes me feel real good now.
Did you have a happy time when you were a kid?
All my life, I've always had a pretty nice time. We never had any money or nothing, but I always managed to we never had any luxuries, but we always, we never were hungry, you know.
Yeah.
And of course, that's something to be thankful for, even if you don't have all the luxuries, because there's so many people that don't.
Any other special things you bought yourself that you...
Well, I bought motion picture equipment. The lighting, the camera, the projector.
What do you use it for?
I play around with it when I'm home.
Family stuff, or you don't take it on the road?
Yeah, I don't take it on the road. I use it. I have cartoons and everything, I show it on.
What kind of audience do you like the best?
You
take an auditorium full or television. Does it make any difference to you as far as your thing goes? How do you feel?
Well, audiences are good. Sometimes you'll play to an audience that's jam-packed, 5,000 or 6,000 people, and they're not as responsive as a real smaller audience.
I mean, do you find it makes a big difference in your feeling whether you've got an audience or not?
If you're going to put my work in on the stage, I'm going to show it.
Well, how about, can you go into a recording studio cold and start singing? Or do you have to?
I have to warm up. I have to get the feeling when I'm done.
And how do you feel when you feel your back?
I can't be still. I can tell it.
Are you out of yourself at all? Or are you, I did a story about Mahalia Jackson. When she's singing in church, she really loses herself. You know, she closes her eyes and she doesn't, she forgets where she is. When she's singing on television or something like that, it's a different kind of thing. Is there any difference like that in your singing that you feel?
Well, I'll tell you, I'm in a place where I feel that I'm going to have to do my best. I'm not as much at ease as I am in a place where I know there's no...
critics in little places.
Yeah.
A gang of people you know are friendly, you do best. Huh?
That's true. Yeah.
Are there any special spots like that you can think of?
No, there's quite a few of them, but I couldn't mention them.
Think you get married one of these days? And you get around to something like that?
Well, I, I've been approached with the question of, when you do get married, what kind of a girl do you want?
Well, what kind?
That's a question that I've never been able to answer. She's maybe a blonde, a brunette, or a redhead, or
probably
technicolor.
Probably several would be the best thing.
I haven't got a dream girl in my mind now, you know.
Well, how about your general character, personality?
I would like to... I don't want anybody that's more or less a snob or put on or whatever. I want to be someone who's just from sales.
And probably a southern girl?
That wouldn't matter because the girls, most of them are the same everywhere. I mean, you know, there's different varieties in every part of the country.
Didn't have any long-term girlfriends when you were younger, in high school?
Well, I had a lot of puppy loves, but as long as I had one girl, it was about a year and a half.
You still see her?
I see her once in a while. In fact, I only broke up with her when I started singing. I was away from her so much.
How does she feel about it?
Well, it's all over now. It was over a year ago.
Is she miserable about it, or is she adjusted?
Well, I don't know. I get a few letters from her once in a while.
Is she crying her heart out of you, or is she down there?
She may be giving me a slow job, but she looks like she is. She looks like it's all over.
That's all over as far as you're concerned, huh?
Yes. But what
are your favorite actresses in movies or television?
My favorite actress would be the girl that played opposite Brandon and Over the Waterfront. Marie St. Clair, is that right? Or St. Clair. We'd rather play opposite Frank Sinatra than Leon Goldenauer. Ken Novak. Ken Novak.
Do you think you might study acting in some place like the school that Brando went to in Missouri?
I'd like to. I sure would like to.
Why don't you? Too busy, young.
I'm too busy right now. But you could come to the point where where the people wanted me to.
What studio are you testing for? How many hours sleep do you get at night?
Three or four.
Can you get by on that?
Well, I haven't been. Thanks for getting to catch up with me right now.
This is just since you've been traveling around on the road, or is that a general thing?
Well, before I started thinking, when I was in high school, I didn't really get too much sleep. I mean, I was all the time, but I got more than I do now. In other words, we're on the road the biggest part of the time when we're not performing somewhere. We're in room to somewhere else.
Doesn't it kind of get you down after a while?
Well, it does, but I haven't been into that long enough yet. It's where it really show up on me.
You don't get much exercise these days, do you?
Not too much.
Your body?
The only exercise I get is on the stage.
Yeah?
If I didn't get that, I would get a little row around the tummy, as much as I eat.
You still get to church at all?
I haven't since I've been singing. Saturday night is usually our biggest night, regardless of where we are.
And Sunday you like to sleep.
And on Sunday, on Sunday we always, almost every Sunday we have a matinee at 2 o'clock in the evening somewhere.
And you do about six shows a week?
We'll do 7 shows a week. And we do more than that. Because in the room, we do 2 or 3 a day. 2 or 3 shows a day. And we have them as many as 4. Starting at 2 o'clock and up to 10.
See, Scotty and Bill have been with you since you started with them.
That's right.
You didn't know it before that.
I know it is.
What do you think of teenage kids and your kids of your own age these days? Are they too wild?
No, they're okay. Just having fun. So.
What do they need?
Just having a ball.
What do they need, if anything, from their parents or from other people? And you hear so much about how,
Juvenile delinquency?
Yeah. How
your fans and, you know, kids like that. I don't feel that way. I'm just asking you what you think they need or what you think to...
Well, I tell you, I've never given it too much thought because...
You're too busy having a good time.
Yes, well, after all, they're the people, mostly, that that buy your records, and they're the ones that goes and ask their daddy for money to buy records, you know.
No, I don't mean that so much. I mean, what do you think about kids your own age, generally, aside from your audience? And what do you think about it? I mean, do you think they're going to be all right, or do you think they're...
That's kind of a hard question to answer. I haven't
given that much thought.
No, I haven't. All I know is that wherever I go, I'll meet them with 100 that are just as nice as they can be.
Yeah. Well, your parents don't have any great worries about what's going to happen to you, do they, Mr. Brody?
The only thing they worry about is wrecks and stuff like that. I mean, as far as getting any kind of trouble, I don't think they worry about it. Because the kind of trouble I ever been in was when I was stealing eggs when I was real little or something like that.
Well, you could get into worse trouble than that.
I could if I didn't have anybody sent for me.
Oh, do you?
I think I know right from wrong, you know. In other words, you have to be careful out in the world, you know. It's so easy to get trouble. You can get trapped into something maybe that has nothing to do with it. It's so easy.
Well, I heard somebody say that you weren't taking very good care of yourself and you were carousing around and you didn't know where you were going and that kind of thing. How do you feel about that?
It's about the truth. It really is. I mean, I can't deny it because half the time I don't know from one week to the next where I'm going. Because I have so much on my mind, you know, I'm trying to keep up with everything and trying to keep a level head.
Yeah.
And there's so much popping up all the time. So much to do.
The long range, do you feel you've got your eye on, you know, some objective in the future that you're headed for, or don't you think about that?
Yeah, I do. I think about that. I would like to learn how to act. I knew this. Of course, that's the life ambition of a young person. I think if you really try and set your head to it, you can probably do it.
Do you have some sort of contract in Shreveport that you are holding you down there?
I have a contract with Louisiana Hayride. That's kind of keeping me from getting some deals that I could get otherwise.
How's your time now? Am I holding you too long?
Well, I have about 10 more minutes.
Okay. What's the happiest thing to you about being so successful?
The happiest thing?
The money, obviously, but what? What do you feel about it?
Well, I would say the money anyway. I mean, that, of course, that, like you said, is the biggest part. But actually, the thing I like about it better is to know that the people like it, you got so many friends. You got so many people that will help you if you want, if you need help. In other words,
the difference between, you mean, you don't mean admirers, you mean you've got a lot of real close friends.
A lot of real close friends that I have made since I've been in the business.
Mm-hmm. Who are some of them? Do you want to name them or anything?
Well, I'd rather not because I'm going to leave somebody out, you know.
Yeah. Well, what's your biggest kick? I mean, what's been your really highest point of excitement since the one peak?
Probably the biggest thrill, if that's what you're talking about. Was one was when I owned Victor, because I was glad to get away from the little company I was with. Second is when I had three kids for me.
Mm-hmm. Well, those are a couple of kind of business things I'm thinking of, you know, one night that really made you feel.
One night, one particular night was when in Richmond, Virginia, and in Norfolk, Virginia, too.
Yeah.
they came on stage in the middle of the act and they presented this role with all these hundreds of names on it that were in the middle of this role that I had known the biggest crowd that had ever been to listen before. And in that particular auditorium in Moscow, it was the biggest crowd that had ever been in the auditorium before.
Have you been back home to Toledo, is it?
No, I haven't.
Yeah. They don't have any theater there where you can perform or auditorium?
Well, I mean, you know, they have one, but I don't work it very often because I don't think it's very good to work your hometown very much.
Do you hear anything about what they think of you back home? The papers have
been... Well, the papers are always right, so... Every time I get a speed ticket, they build that real big. Like last week, I got one ticket for speed, and they had the headlines. Big black press that they often call him Speedo, but his real name is Elvis P. And they went on to read about this guy wrote the article in the cat language. So he don't want no chain gang, you know, something.
You don't talk like that much, do you? Either at all? You got any expressions of you use a lot?
No.
Just talk English.
Not many people understand English. Well, if you start quit on the cat talk, they might start making your square sign.
I never heard any musicians talk about it. Here, you used to go to a lot of movies in here, too.
I still do. Every time we're in a place where I've got any time, I usually go to a movie.
What ones have you liked the best recently?
Recently, I liked Helen of Troy. I liked it. I liked The Man with the Golden Arm. Picnic. I like Picnic.
See, I got no more questions. You got anything you want to say?
No, I'm just about it.
How do you feel?
Well,
I'm a little worried out there.
I am.
I shouldn't do this to you.
No, maybe I am. But I gotta do something.